Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jeff Hathorne going to join us momentarily. He was over at OTAs today and has all the good stuff from over there. But first, I promise this Skeen stat that just blew me away, really. It comes via three different avenues here. A man named Brett, who is at the Blizzness of Baseball.
Yes, he's a very frequent listener of the show.
Wonderful man.
I know the Blizzness of Baseball.
And then Sports Kita, I think, had the stat. And then our old friend, the Nugget Chef, which sounds mildly disturbing, but is that his Twitter handle?
I'm not familiar with his game, no.
Yeah, the Nugget Chef. But this is it from Sports Kita. Earned runs through their first 35 starts of a career. Are you ready for this, Limits?
I'm sitting down.
I'll go through 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. The six guys behind Paul Skeens. Number six. Okay, this is earned runs through 35 starts. And anytime you tell somebody, man, Paul Skeens might be the greatest young pitcher in baseball history, and they laugh at you, recite this stat because nobody's catching up soon. Greg Maddux, 115 earned runs through 35 starts.
Hall of Famer.
Randy Johnson, 102.
Hall of Famer.
Roger Clemens, 100.
Could be in the Hall of Fame.
Should be. Justin might be the greatest right-handed pitcher of all time. Justin Verlander, 87. Clayton Kershaw, 83.
Both will be.
And Pedro Martinez, 81.
He is.
You want to put a number next to Paul Skeens, my friend?
I'm going to say...
Wrong.
54.
47.
Oh, boy.
47! In 35 starts.
That's truly unbelievable. Like, it really is. I know that's an overused word. That is truly unbelievable of a number.
Is it true?
It is, yeah.
I hope so.
If Sports Kita and all these other places are putting it out there, I would imagine it is.
There's one person I trust. It's Nugget Chef. I'll tell you that.
I trust the Blizzness of Baseball. He's probably going to text me momentarily listening right now.
I mean, that's truly incredible. It's an overused word, but my goodness. 47 earned runs compared to Pedro, Kershaw, Verlander, Clemens, Randy Johnson, and Maddux, and none of them are even on the same planet, or at least they weren't through 35 starts.
No, and some of those guys did struggle a little bit in the early portion of their career, but it just says how dominant from the first pitch that he's thrown.
Struggle that much, Limits. Even Greg Maddux, he's 35 starts, 115 earned runs, ain't bad.
No, not bad, but I mean,
talking
about the elite level that they were for the majority of their career. Like, usually when you come up as a rookie, the league will punch back at you at some point. Outside of the Dodgers start last year when he gave up, what, 5 runs and maybe one other start, Paul Skeens has just lit up everyone with his fastball, and the breaking pitches continue to get better.
He used 6 different pitches on strikeouts yesterday. Jeff Hathorne on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. How about that little nugget, pun intended, Jeff, huh?
Well, that's amazing. I mean, I think there's a part of us that every time Skeen's name comes up, you think about the future. Enjoy the present.
Yes.
And the Pirates have never had a pitcher like him, ever.
Right.
Ever.
It's starting to look like neither has anyone else.
Facts.
What?
As my daughter would say, facts.
He said facts.
Facts, yes.
Like, that's like Kabbalah using no cap yesterday.
Right, I didn't catch that. All right, Jeff, you're at OTAs. What's the big story today? Any quotes we should know about?
Yeah, I mean, last day of OTAs for the week. Nothing that's barn burning, but Kenneth Gainwell said about their group, sit back and enjoy the show. He thinks the running back group is going to be really good here. That was one that kind of stood out. Robert Woods, you know, kind of saying he's got a little Hines to his game. Like, he likes to initiate contact. That he's anxious to show that to the other guys here. And, you know, that's the one guy we were waiting for. Part of the reason we're all late today is, you know, he was out there for massive extra reps. And he has been every day so far. So I think having a receiver like that is a good thing for the Steelers. I mean, there's nothing. I mean, TJ wasn't there. So from an attendance standpoint, neither was Metcalf. But I think that's the main. Those are a couple of the quotes that kind of jumped out at me.
What do you think of Mason's mustache? And what do you make of the quarterback quandary around here? How does Will Howard look?
I mean, it looked even wilder yesterday in the rain, you know, with the hair really slicked back and the mustache going like that. And today he had the backward baseball cap, so it was an interesting look for Mason. But I'll say this, Joe, he looks like the starting quarterback. Now, maybe that's easy to say because it's, you know, Skylar Thompson and Will Howard are the other quarterbacks. But he's very talkative. He's very confident. They had a play today that, you know, we're in these damn rules that I can't tell you plays, but after the play, like, the entire team came over and a couple were headbutting him and, like, we're so excited. Like, that I think was cool for him, and that's kind of been the reaction. I'm not saying they don't want Aaron or don't think Aaron Rodgers is a better quarterback, but there is a fondness / appreciation for everything that he went through and how he's handled all of it.
I asked Kabali this yesterday. We're talking to Jeff Hathorn. Fan text line, if you want to weigh in with limits, is brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. And the hotline, again, presented by Sullivan Super Service. I asked Kabali about sort of the vibe he got from guys about the Rodgers situation. Nobody's going to come out and take shots at him or you know, probably say what they really think. Right. But what's the vibe? What kind of vibe are you getting?
I think there's a, you know, if that happens, then we'll deal with it then. None of them, whether it's just that they're trained well or it's what they're really feeling, have much to say publicly about him. Like, even Broderick Jones yesterday was like, well, you know, I never work with him, but if he's here, you know, we'll figure it out. So I don't think there's angst or animosity that he's not at camp, but I do think the guys right now, because he's there, are getting behind Mason Rudolph. I'm sure that if Aaron came in, they would get behind him as well, but I think it's more of the bonding behind Mason than it is worrying or talking about, you know, what may be going on with Aaron Rodgers.
So are you convinced, Jeff, that he'll be here by mandatory mini camp? Are you 100% convinced?
I'm not 100%, but I still believe that's going to happen.
Yeah.
And for schedule purposes, that would mean he would be here the week of the U.S. Open.
Maybe he'll play in it.
Next week is still voluntary. Maybe. Maybe he comes out on Tuesday and goes through OTAs and tees it up on Thursday.
He could. Make sure you ask him about frog embryos on his first interview here. I know that was a big topic when he spoke with Joe Rogan.
You know, Aaron, Terry Bradshaw, your thoughts?
Yeah, that would be good. Jeff Hathorn, our sports director.
I consulted with a now good friend of mine, Joe Rogan.
Our sports director. So you're not allowed to say what you saw of Will Howard, or I don't know how to navigate these things. What are the early impressions of Will Howard? I don't care if they're on the field, the field. What have you seen and heard that you can say?
Fine. They like him. He's likable. He is out there, much like I was saying with Robert Woods, as most rookie quarterbacks would be, out there for all the reps and then some at the end of a practice. There hasn't been, I think I could say generally enough, there hasn't been anything where you look at him and went, wow, this guy should be the starter. Nor has there been one like, wow, this guy shouldn't be in the NFL. Paxton Lynch, you looked at and went, oh my God, this guy shouldn't be in the NFL. And, you know, when Ben was a rookie, I remember like, oh wow, this guy is something special. So he's kind of in that mix, and he's learning and trying to figure things out. He's been fine. Just, you know, nothing on one side or the other, which, you know, take that as you will. That's kind of been the impression of Howard, but I will say he's been easy, I think, for the guys to take in just because of the way he approaches everything, and he seems to get along well.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With his new teammates.
You mentioned Broderick Jones, and you know, we hear all the time, every year in every sport for decades and decades, that this guy is in the best shape of his life, blah, blah, blah. But man, I saw a photo of him, and his face just looked chiseled. He looked like a different human being. Is that what you saw? And do you sense maybe a renewed dedication to his craft? What's going on with him?
It's kind of an interesting concept, and I'm surprised we really haven't heard something like this before, but he wanted to lose a bunch of weight. He's down to 305. He wants to play at about 320, which was where he is at last year, but his mindset is to lose that weight now. So instead of having to worry about losing weight right before camp starts, he can eat a little bit going into camp. So he feels more energy. So he goes into camp like, I'm okay to gain a few pounds. Like but I don't have to worry about, man, I've got to get down to a weight. And that's what he said is kind of motivated. It's not that he wants to play at 305, but that's where he's at now. So that way when he goes in, he's got some extra pounds. But I'll say this, Joe, he just looks different on the left side.
Mm.
No pads, you know, no one's really hitting, but he just looks comfortable. And when guys have a comfortability at where they're playing, normally it tends for them to be more aggressive and more assertive. And man, that would be nice to see out of Broderick, because there were times on that right side it was borderline scary.
Yeah, I mean, that would be just a gigantic development, very literally a gigantic development. Limits, in my wildest dreams, I wouldn't think of leaving you out of this conversation.
And I thank you very kindly. Jeff, Troy Faltanu, how has he looked in his, well, I mean, at least what you can tell us, what has he said about how he's been able to work his way back from the injury?
Yeah, he's been fine. They've limited some of his reps, his words. So he's not out there every rep, but he looks like he did last year. I mean, he's an exceptional athlete on the right side. I mean, he can get out into space and move people. Now, again, we're not dealing with pads, but you wouldn't have known. I guess the best way to say it is you wouldn't know he was injured coming into this year. And I like that his mindset isn't like, well, I lost a year, I'm still kind of a rookie. He's like, no, I'm a second-year player. I need to know this stuff. Like, I need to be on top of my game. He has an attitude that you want to hear from a guy that you're really counting on that offensive line. And I think, and he says the coaches tell them all the time, like, he realizes they made an investment in that offensive line. They have to be good. And he has to come in playing at an NFL level. And that's how he's approaching it. And he'll have no restrictions going into training camp.
Lemitz, did you want to follow that up? I'm sensing that you did.
I do. I actually saw a text from a texter that I thought was a really good question. The texter says, please ask Jeff if the locker room feels different without George Pickens being there.
Mm.
So during OTAs, we're not allowed in the room like we normally are during the season. But I will tell you, the group is loose. They seem to be building a bond. Now, Metcalf isn't there, so it's not fully together. But I think Woods has this little attitude, and I've always liked Zach Azani, their receiver coach. Like, he brings a lot of edge to his coaching. It seems to be a lot more of an understated room. Now, that's not to say they're better. George Pickens is an amazing athlete and made some amazing plays when he was with the Steelers. But you hear a group talking about, like Woods was saying, hard work, being physical, making sure they do everything a receiver has to do, and that includes blocking.
Jeff, if Rodgers were there, do you think DK would be there?
That's a great question.
Thank
they
you.
Could be together right now, for all we know. I don't sense that. He was here the last couple of weeks before OTA started. I don't know. We don't know exactly what his reasoning is for not being there. It's a great question. Probably, I would say, because he would want to get some more time and be around Aaron. And I think Aaron being there might be kind of the final call to the troops of like, okay, we all need to be there.
Once he does show up, is there going to be confusion between DK and DK Pittsburgh Sports? Is something going to have to give there, Jeff?
Only athletically.
Okay. I just wanted to check on that. I can imagine if somebody makes a reference, we won't know what they're talking about.
Or Don Kelly.
Yeah, that too. How about the running back situation? How do you expect that to shake out at the beginning of the year?
I think Jalen gets every opportunity to be the one.
Mm. How about that limits, huh?
There will be competition in training camp. And I feel confident in saying they don't look at Jalen like Najee in terms of divvying up the carries. And I know they got it down over the last year or two to where it was more even than it was, but you're not going to see Jalen Warren carrying at the same type of numbers that Najee Harris was. That's why they have this running back by a committee. That's why they drafted a Caleb Johnson along with those two guys and brought in a Trey Sermon as insurance. I mean, we've seen it work for a lot of teams. They have gone with the philosophy right now, and Caleb Johnson could change that with a great rookie year because the other two are on 1-year deals. But as of now, they're going to go with a committee, and Jalen Warren's ahead of that committee right now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.